One, two, three,
funk it. Who dat?
No. Well, you need headphones more than anyone.
Absolutely.
Because you talk over everyone, and you need to
know
when other.
Yeah, it's my thing.
I think I can only hear
you're doing it right now.
Yeah, it's our shtick.
One of them does that.
It's kind of loud.
It's kind of our. It's a bit. Oh, it's a little loud.
Yeah.
That's too damn bad.
I don't feel safe sitting with Lizzie directly behind me after the Jesus, that scared the shit out of me.
Is it better now, Rebecca?
Got some bad blood on the pod right now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Cool.
Got some bad blood.
Bad blood, dude?
Some bad football blood.
Perfect.
Dude, Bad Blood sounds like a good 80s movie.
Bad Blood.
Bad Blood. Taylor Swift's up.
Bad Blood?
I know we got bad blood.
Yeah. I know that song.
I know I got bad blood.
All right, I'm only using one ear.
Well, lean forward a little
bit.
You can't. You can't lean back like a cool dog.
If you scoot,
you're asking me to change who I am entirely.
Probably lean back a little more.
Just sit in my lap.
And this is the Not Your Sega Dreamcast. What's going on, everybody? I'm just going to start it. I got to take more leadership in my life. Yeah, here we go.
I got a lot to talk about today.
I dug that.
Yeah, you like that?
I appreciated that leadership.
Thank you, man. You know, I'm just trying to be the man mommy wants me to be.
It's all we've been trying to get out of you since day one.
Oh, yeah. This ear doesn't work. I'm going to use this one.
Yeah, we know. It's Not Your Sega Dreamcast. This is episode 50. I don't even know what episode it is, but we got a very special guest on, one of our best friends that we met this year. And we're so happy we met her. And
through a fellow dreamer. We met her through
dreamer,
a fellow dreamer.
And words can't even describe. And we've got...
I'm honored.
There aren't any words. The words really can't describe.
I started thinking about work, and I zoned out for a second.
We stay in the zone, man.
We gotta talk about my work. I didn't know. I need to know everyone's opinion on this.
No, Colin, we didn't even introduce the guest yet.
Well, let's do it.
It's all about Colin.
Yeah. Everyone on this podcast refers to me as the talent, and they're not allowed to look me in the eyes when we're doing the podcast.
Does that have to do with your glasses that I keep hearing about?
I just try not to wear them because Justin made fun of me.
Yeah, the glasses. That's
we have almost the same glasses.
Zone. It wasn't so much I made fun of you, like you're just kind of stepping on.
Mine are
toes.
Thick. Mine are. I can't.
Sort of my thing.
I don't wear them to work because I'm scared of kids.
We got Rebecca Lomasana on the podcast. Yeah. Sorry about that, Rebecca. It's just. Colin likes to talk, and I like to zone out. It's kind of a little thing we got going.
Can't wait.
How's your day going?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I got promoted today.
What?
That's pretty good.
Hey.
What happened?
I wish I had a soundboard.
Yeah, just kind of happened.
What do you do? Like, what went down?
Oh, what do I? Well, I mean, my boss and I have been kind of pushing, like, fingers crossed, submit some paperwork, like, hoping to get a promotion.
Pushing the numbers?
But it actually went through today, which is cool.
So
it's pretty random, though. I didn't expect it to be today.
So what do you do now?
For work,
yeah.
For money,
for that sweet, sweet green.
I don't know what a microphone
the
is.
The dough.
I.
How rich is the alumni?
Which means that
The alumni.
We officially need to be PG.
But they're all.
Now we've
artists.
We're on the map.
Wait,
now that
it's called the.
Yeah, the school.
I thought
came
it was
before.
Just. Really.
A lot of people don't know that. Let me take you down history lane.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know
that's
anything
not
about
all
that.
I know.
So it was just.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
At that point.
So
hadn't yet become an institute.
Yes. I basically kind of do stewardship and fundraising, which is what I've.
What is stewardship?
Stewardship is spending
hanging
money
out with my boy,
on
Stuart.
People, which is cool and fun.
Oh,
I don't know how
you
to
give me some
down.
Stewardship.
Yeah,
you take care of people.
Oh my god! Like
I
so,
do studio visits, and I get to just kind of like hobnob with artists, and it's really cool.
Hobnob.
We were talking about this on Friday. You've met a lot of famous people.
Names.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember talking? I guess
what
who did
do
I?
On
I guess
podcast.
Someone. Dude, these
name names.
I don't like hearing myself in this headphone.
It's from my last job in New York, where you like you just. I mean, also just in New York, you run into like the most random celebrities.
Who was my first guest of celebrities you met? Because I was right. I feel like this is pulling my hairline back.
Oh my God.
On Friday, do you not remember this conversation we had?
Which one?
I was guessing which famous people you met.
And I can't remember.
It was either John Stamos or Orlando Bloom. I don't know why those were my first two picks.
You and I talked about Bill Pullman for like 30 minutes.
Who the fuck is Bill Pullman?
The dad in Casper, Matt.
Oh. Colin, you know that guy?
He's a recently
passed. We...
No.
Are you sure that was me?
Lizzie is holding up some pictures of Bill Pullman.
Yes, Bill Pullman.
Oh, he's a handsome man.
I met him.
Yeah, he's all right.
He looks like a less Scottish Liam Neeson.
Man, Liam Neeson right now.
Ooh, mama.
What? What's going on with Qui-Gon?
Wait, something happened to Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Did he get me too'd?
Racist.
He got me too'd. He's racist.
Oh, what did he do?
Oh, it's bad. He's going to be on Good Morning America tomorrow to address it.
Oh, my God.
Did he say the N-word?
Good Morning America.
No, but he talked about wanting to kill.
Oh, he's done. He's gone.
It's done.
Wait, oh, my
just
God.
Wow.
And I love Liam Neeson. Good thing he was watched The Commuter.
I just watched Taken. That movie doesn't make sense.
You just watched Taken.
I finally got on the wagon. Yeah. I just don't. It's dumb.
I'm just like filled with that.
Why does he have all these skills and he's broke as fuck? Rob a fucking bank, bro. Okay. Forget your daughter. Buy another one. Is Liam Neeson?
He once wanted to kill a black man.
He
Fox
said
of course,
that in
Fox
an
News is like,
why?
It's like, is he that bad?
Because he says that a black woman attacked his old best friend, so he carried a club around for a week, hoping to run into a black man. Something absolutely horrible.
Oh, I did.
It is so jarring because it's like.
Colin, stop screaming in the microphone.
Am I screaming?
I'll
put the mic farther away.
Is this one of those resurfaced?
No, you're perfect.
Look, man, I need my voice to be heard.
You're probably the best non-comic on the mic we've had yet.
Wow.
That means so much. Yeah, you get like a comic on there.
Just got promoted twice.
Oh my God, it's like crystal clear. It's wonderful.
Oh. All right, I need your guys' opinion on something.
Colin, you just got a lot going on.
It's been a rough week for me.
We have a guest.
No, I do want to hear this.
So I left my job early today. Two and a half hours early.
Oh.
Skipping class.
Do you think I'm going to get fired?
Wait. No one knows you left? You
no.
Just bounced?
One person knows I left.
What happened?
It was finals, and the kids got out at 2:10 today, and... We only had four periods to take a final in each period, and the last period was my lunch break, usually. So I just have to sit there for another 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours. Let's say 3 hours, probably about 3 hours, until I could have gone home.
Who knows that you left?
One teacher who put the idea in my head. This isn't boring. This is my life.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm scared. I live an exciting life.
Wait, so
you made chili
yesterday. Lunch today. That might be more
chili.
Interesting. Fuck.
I ate in my car alone.
The chili you just dumped out and cursed?
Yeah, it was bad. That's why I threw it out. I ate it last night. I was like, this is bad, but I'm not going to waste it. And I ate it again today. I'm like, I'm not going to do this. That's old Colin. New Colin doesn't do stuff he doesn't want to do. I don't eat bad chili. I don't stay at work longer than I have to.
Damn, you're really stepping up, dude. Like,
I might be unemployed tomorrow.
And
I'm scared.
Also into soy cheese. Loving
that. That was accidental. I didn't mean to buy soy cheese.
This the school where like kids are getting caught smoking blunts in the cafeteria,
bro,
and stuff? Like,
see, this is okay.
Don't
so
they have other shit gonna keep them
the
busy?
Period before my break, the teacher that was like, you could probably sneak out of here. I was like, I just need a distraction. And then a kid smoked a blunt or smoked weed in the bathroom. And I was like, now's my chance. Because all security was like focusing on that. I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Oh, that is.
And then I walked around
if they have, like,
looking for my
him,
boss.
Like,
yeah.
Slow motion, like running through like the front doors. Of the
we don't
school.
Have cameras. Thank
what
God.
Is that, a student?
They don't have any cameras
so
in
this?
No, we can't afford them.
Cams up in the
what is Mr. Unger doing?
Well, I saw somebody and I had my coat on. I was like, yeah, it's my break, so I'm just going to go get some lunch.
I mean, are people that accusatory where you work?
Like, I don't
are you
know.
So
last
paranoid?
See,
like,
last
do
year,
people really want you?
No, last year it wasn't. I wouldn't be worried about it at all. But we have a.
See, so what are the chances that in those 2.5 hours that you would have still been there?
1 hour, I didn't need to be there.
But like, what are the chances during that time somebody would have been like, "Oh, we need somebody's help or something. Go grab Colin. He's going to help us with this because he's not busy." And then they go look for you.
No, because I need to be with. one kid, like, legally, but that kid wasn't here today. That's where I was like, I don't need to help him on the bus.
Someone's you seriously literally like, assumed this that I would just leave a kid? No.
Kid.
No, he's. I just need to help him get on the bus at the end of the day, but he wasn't here today, so I'm like, they don't, like, there's no reason for me to be there.
Were you supposed to help him get on the bus to school? Is that why he wasn't there?
No. I would have wake up that early.
I don't know. I think you're going to be good on this one. I have no reason.
I called my mom and told her I wasn't going. I told her I left.
What'd she say?
She was like, I think you'll be good.
Is in a panic.
Your mom is
enabler.
No,
I mean, I was already gone. I told her. I was like, just so you know, I might get fired.
I'm already gone.
I'm too far gone, Mom. You can't save your boy.
You raised a renegade in me, Mom.
But what am I going to do? This job starts paying me money and I'm supposed to change who I am? No.
Don't let money
I'm not going to sell out.
Yeah, don't let money
I'm only going to sell out when it comes to comedy. And I'm going to start a new podcast with
better people.
Chappelle and Obama.
I would listen to every single episode of that. Honestly.
Dude, that actually sounds pretty good.
Those are three people whose ideas I like here.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll throw Elon Musk in it. Me, Chappelle, and Obama.
Anything for me?
Possibly Elon Musk.
Just those three people actually are the only three people I
ever
enjoy listening to, yeah. Sorry.
But I have been making poor decisions, so I feel like I shouldn't have left early. But I got to work out,
I
hit
again.
An open mic. Well, today? I can't do it again. Yeah.
Well,
today.
Thanks for getting it off your chest.
I got other stuff I got to get off my chest.
Yeah, we have a guest.
I feel like I have a work-related confession now, but I can forget it.
Rebecca, you're going to have to come up with a confession to keep up with these guys.
Yeah, what have you done at work lately that you should not
I know
have done?
Something.
At work? That's boring.
I know something we could do that's fun for Rebecca. We could prank call John, and then she fake and missed a cheating on him the whole relationship. With your boss. That's how you got the raise.
That doesn't sound like fun.
I like a good prank.
So think of a different one, because that's not good.
We kidnap John.
Okay, I like that's better.
Do our listeners know who John is?
Yeah, he's been on like three times.
He's a dreamer.
John Stockwell.
You could call John.
What's his address?
My brother.
Let's give out his address.
You call and just be crying and freaking out and screaming and be like, I'm in the trunk of a car.
Why does this have
that's
to be John?
That's a good prank.
That's hilarious.
Not fun.
Because it's all
this
it's
isn't
all
John's episode. He doesn't get to be in this. I think we should call.
Call John, tell him to come over, and then we're going to prank him.
No, we should call someone at Best Buy and do this to them. Yeah. That's way more.
No, I just ordered a video game. Actually, I ordered a video game from Amazon. Let's do it.
Otherwise,
I thought I ordered it from Best Buy.
I don't have the technology to wire in a phone right now.
I can figure it out. There's a bunch of cables laying around.
No, let's not do prank calls, because that's not what we do here. We talk about dreams.
Look, man.
We talk about dreams.
Lizzie's nodding. Soon.
Lizzie.
She knows. We talk about dreams. Rebecca, have you had any dreams recently that were... Or not recently?
No way.
So wait. One sec. Colin needs to...
What's going on?
Yeah, that's from the... I didn't realize that was... she's talking shit about my Rams in that shirt. That was the last play where the Saints lost and the Rams went to the Super Bowl, where we should have won and I shouldn't have lost hundreds of dollars. Whatever.
Okay. All right.
I'm getting angry.
Okay. Why don't you focus that energy into analyzing Rebecca's dream?
All right. Let's hear it.
Do we all like go around and say dreams?
So you're going to tell us, and me, Justin, and Colin, and Lizzie are actually experts in the field of dream interpretation. But, you know, just to be good scientists, we need to do some research, which Lizzie does. She'll do some research into your dream,
right,
just to compare it to what other people say. But
well, I've got a weird one for you.
Shoot.
I don't dream a lot. I don't have... I really don't have a ton of dreams.
What happened,
I stopped, and then some crazy dreams
happened. Yes.
So, analyze this scene. So, this was such a weird one. So, we're flying in a plane. Like, I'm on a plane with, I don't know anyone else on the plane. And I'm looking out the window, and there are like a fuck ton of little twisters touching down from the ceiling to the ground. And so it gets to the point where we have to land the plane. I am not making this up. Land a plane in a field. And we get out, and I like physically remember. And I think I had my humidifier on. So I think this is kind of what I was really feeling. But I like you know, I know the rules. You get in a ditch. My dad used to tell me this stuff all, whatever. I'm from the South. So, had
Tornado Alley.
Yeah, Lizzie is raising the roof.
I had to jump in a ditch, and I could, like, feel the wind blowing over me. Probably my humidifier. but then we get up, and we're like, so, like, okay, what are we going to do now? And you know how, like, dudes like to, you know, get all up in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Guys being dudes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Do we?
I don't know. Like, these two guys were really having trouble with, like, who was going to be taking the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them pulled out a gun on the other one.
Oh, shotgun.
Here but then go. Someone out of nowhere shot the dude with the gun, and then I woke up.
What? You never found out.
Oh, there's so much more.
It was like some Lord of the, some like grown Lord of the Flies shit.
You never found out who the shooter was before you woke up?
It like, was just some rando that I was like, that dude? And then I woke up.
Did you look at the grassy knoll?
I mean, and we're just like in a field.
Lizzie
what?
Has a question.
When you talk about, you were talking about going at it like sex, right?
No.
Ooh,
no, 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 no.
I misinterpreted that.
Like, arguing about leadership. Like, it was a struggle for power. And we're the rest of us are sitting around like, okay, this is dumb. We're in a field. Like, we gotta go. And it was like, but it felt like you were getting sucked in some like, Lord of the Flies.
Lizzie's like, oh, plane crash in a field? That's a sex dream, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What else are you gonna do?
Yeah, that's what my
always
sex
always wanted
is
to
like.
Get in a ditch.
Yeah, so, I mean, okay, let's start
normally at the beginning. It's something, like, poetic, like, oh, I was holding a tooth and I was under a tree. Yeah. You know, like, you can look that
poetic
stuff
as
up.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't think I read enough poetry.
you guys haven't heard of a Shakespeare?
I think I know what it is.
All right, yeah, you go ahead first.
You're afraid of tornadoes.
No, I have a weird fascination with tornadoes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay.
And I love the movie Twister. Mm. I love that movie. That Panic Room. It. We can talk about any of these all night.
Interesting.
Panic Room's my shit. And Forrest Whitaker at the
didn't
end.
Didn't that just
that
come out?
With the money? No.
Panic Room? Oh, that's Escape Room. There's a movie that just came out called Escape Room.
I want to bop you.
Bopping. Bop away.
I'll see it coming because I'm wearing my glasses.
Oh! Thank God for the wind protector thing.
All right. I need to train harder.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that.
Colin's bleeding profusely out his nose now.
No, he's not.
Okay, well, clearly...
I'm ready. And then, I wasn't done. So, like I said, you have a fascination for Twisters. And...
I love the movie.
You're from the country.
Yeah, I'm from the South.
Which
we
is why
love,
you
like,
were
random.
Comfortable landing in a field with
oh, yeah, you
dishes.
Know, I do love a good grassy field.
Are you being sarcastic?
Who doesn't?
No, I mean...
It's peaceful.
Like, it's like a yeah. Dixie Chicks
quaint.
Song in my head.
And I think I just solved it.
Oh, that's a good theory, Colin, but I think Justin has something to say about it.
I think that's the theory.
All right, we will put it up there
so
as
why?
Number one right now.
This isn't the even theory. Like a fun dream to like pick
oh,
apart.
Oh, no, no, we
it's
are...
Like, were you in a ditch or were you like watching someone get shot?
In my professional opinion...
Were you completely jarred?
Is you got to focus on the plane landing. That's a big.
It was like a. It was a bumpy land, you guys.
But why? See why?
And that was the scariest part of the dream when the plane was like, you
going
know,
down.
Going down.
Yeah.
Wait. I didn't know that Sully was at the head of that ship. You know.
Uh-huh. And you went down just because of the weather, right? Like the plane.
Like
was
no,
fine?
There were literally all of these little twisters out in this field. It was like really beautiful and like magnificent. But then I was like, what?
It's like we're taking it down. You just. So, okay, so it wasn't like a crash land or like a, we've lost
oh, it was
one,
pretty crap. No, like it wasn't like violent. Like, we all got out like we were on, what's that, what's that old?
Lost.
Yes. God, come
interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't they crash?
I'm fucking on one today. They don't know if they crash, or they do, well, have you not seen Lost?
Yeah, I guess.
Someone told me who Gossip crashed. Girl was the other day, so let's do this.
Told you what?
Who Gossip Girl was. I never watched that.
Is that a spoiler?
Series, but I was like, maybe I want to. You know, anytime you just don't
oh,
tell
yeah,
me.
No, you can't.
Like, somebody I will tell you that I am not going to watch Gossip Girl for the rest of my life, but do not tell me who Gossip Girl is. Now
who
I
was
know.
It?
Yeah.
You guys
yeah,
want to know?
Just tell me, yeah.
Penn Badgley's character.
Who's Penn Badgley?
Oh, yeah, I don't even.
Google him.
Google it. That's the character's name?
Yeah, what?
I said Google it.
Oh. Coquelin is a weird name. Oh, it's a guy.
It's the guy in Yes. That ridiculous. You. Yes. I just called it Yes, not you.
He's the gossip girl.
Did you hear me just call you Yes?
Yes, queen.
There's nothing Yes about the you.
What's you?
Oh, God.
It's kind of a scary show.
It's an existential.
I want to get in that Ted Bundy docu.
Oh, I watched that John, I've been on a kick. I've been watching a lot of like serial killer stuff.
Nice.
Love
and then
serial
John
killers.
Like hung out literally for like a hot minute one morning, and I turned on the Ted Bundy tapes, and he literally was there for like 4 hours.
Oh, he was messaging me a bunch day.
I saw I didn't watch all of them. How many are there? Episodes.
Oh,
four?
They're just.
I don't think I saw.
There's just
how
so
long
much
is each episode? Like an hour?
There, like Mindhunter had me like Googling all these. Uh-huh. Yeah, John like trapped me with that.
He messaged
one.
Me. He was like, I don't think he did it.
Bundy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I'm sure he was joking.
I'm literally single.
but
real.
Well,
I could get away with serial killing.
You could get away with it?
Yeah.
That would be.
Man, I think he's just getting away.
Well, you know how to escape.
I just
situation.
Want Zac Efron to play me in a movie.
Kill as many people as you
I'm
can.
Like,
that's the only
I'm annoyed
way.
By that movie. I don't know.
Which
Zac Efron?
So much.
It is like it is fucked up. I feel like to make movies about serial killers, but
like,
I like serial killers, so I want to watch it.
They're doing it because but people were obsessed it. With him, and he was really, really like. I mean, everyone liked him.
Didn't he represent himself in
he
court?
He got a girl
yes.
pregnant
Dude,
while
those,
he was in prison,
yes.
y'all.
In those
was she in prison?
At
no,
some
she was
point.
Not in prison. They no. got married on the stand because he, like,
And then he
yes,
took her right
but
there?
She mysteriously got pregnant somehow when he was incarcerated.
Oh, yes.
He got out, got back in.
Wild. Let's pick that dream Ooh. Apart.
I don't think that...
How do you get someone pregnant when you are in federal prison?
Okay. Oh.
They have
interesting. Oh, Lizzie's got an answer.
Well, what are those visits?
It's a lot of documentaries. And it's actually... Well,
they put it in the cake and gave it to him.
Either they, like, let you... You know, you can find guards that let you do it. Oh, sorry.
Aren't
or,
there
but
visits
he,
specifically for
but no,
fucking?
Like, guys. We're missing... You're missing...
You bring the jizz in. Like, he does it.
He jizzes.
Puts it in, you know, some type of container.
But if you were in a room where you were being observed interacting the whole time.
Oh, all you got to do is under the table, vagina
wow,
to butt.
Wow, Tim.
I mean, that's
vagina to butt.
Yeah.
That's how you get pregnant?
You figure it out. Yeah. I
But it's like, do you think the guards are just like letting it slide? Like, yeah, let them do it. Yeah.
They do more than you.
That's what, well, we had B here. She said that prison guards are corrupt as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
They'd be fucking prisoners.
I'd be mad.
Wasn't
with
Ted
power.
Bundy like super charming?
Apparently.
Dude, it's
I
crazy.
Thought he was not cute.
Well, charm is like one of those things that can transcend. Like, even if you have knowledge on a person of how bad they are, charm can still, like, on a one-on-one basis, can still, like, woo people.
That's how he kept getting away with so much, is how, yeah. like, much people just, like, were, like, liked this
Have
guy.
You met, like, charming so people? It's kind of scary. Like, I've met people where I'm like, oh, this guy, there's something about him. Like, I just...
There was
wow, you love Ted Bundy.
No, not. Oh, I'm just. I'm
you texted that to John, huh?
I did.
Something about
him. Well,
I don't think he did it. Matt Gorowski.
See, he's not a good looking guy. I don't think he's good looking.
Well,
I think they really kind of.
As far as serial killers go, he's like a 10, he is. I guess.
Well, yeah.
Dude, they're.
In the serial killer
Dexter.
Calendar, he's.
Dexter.
Mr. October.
Hot.
Guys, I heard a really interesting fact. You know that Charles Manson tried Scientology and was like, this is too weird, and left it?
That's wild.
What?
Yes.
You guys are
true
crazy.
True freaking story. And I literally laughed for a week. This is my first time sharing this.
Oh,
and
man.
I mean, he tried Scientology and said it was crazy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Somebody was it you this showed me Charles Manson's music?
Charles Manson couldn't get jiggy with Scientology.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah.
I know the difference. Yeah.
No, but Charles Manson has music, yeah. And honestly,
it's not that.
If
bad.
You can for like it's not that. Bad. I'm over here like justifying serial killers. I'm
well,
like,
no, you play
his music is like. It's like these aren't bad songs.
You played it and I didn't know it was him. I was like, this is pretty good. I was like, who is this? He's like, Charles Manson.
His songs aren't like, oh, I killed a girl the other day. It's just like they're nice.
Well, he never
kinda,
did,
wait,
right?
Who?
If you listen to the music, it makes you go kill people.
That's
right. That was like what he does.
Yeah.
There is a lot. I went into that rabbit hole in high school.
What?
Like playing music backwards and it says some satanic shit.
Well, oh, yeah? You got
the Pokemon song.
Lizzie, there's going to be a Mindhunter 2 like about in like the spring.
Is that a,
I don't know what Mindhunter 2 is. Serial killers?
Doing all spring.
Wait, is Mindhunter serial killers or like ghost hunters?
Oh, it's serial killers.
Oh, is that where it's the cop? It's like a... It's not real, right?
It's oh, like no. Well, the thing is, I'm listening... Okay, this really is going to make me sound dumb. But... I was watching it and I might have gotten like 4 episodes in and I was like, gosh, that's like so crazy. And then I was Googling something and I realized that the serial killers they were talking about were real. So I thought it was all made up and I'm like, how did they come up with this shit?
Yeah.
Like the stuff that these serial killers are doing, I'm like, that is some Hollywood right there.
Yeah.
And then literally I Google it and I texted John this too. John's like literally guest hosting right now. Literally texted him like, that's just weird. Realized these are real serial killers. And all he said was, LOL.
How many serial killers have there been?
There's so many and they're all white dudes in California.
Yep.
Too much free time.
I thought that was the sunshine
state. Not enough moisture.
I want to get back and I got to start reading up on serial killers again.
You gotta get back in the game.
It's really dark.
I used to listen to a podcast like, about a lot, but I get scared. I mean, there's
talking about serial
in the killers. History of this country, there's like 100.
That's gonna be our podcast.
Wait, what?
Like more than 100 in the history of
this
country.
Those are the ones that are found.
Gotta be.
Yeah, there are the man who's killed the most people is in Colombia, and it's Colombia, and he's killed over 300 people.
I thought it was
one at a time.
I don't mean like Brazil? I mean like a serial killer, not like a mass event.
Are you sure it's not Brazil?
I mean, I looked on Wikipedia. I really
maybe I did hear about that guy, and I thought it was because
All right,
did he kill his dad or something?
I really don't know who you're talking about.
Because the guy you're talking about, the Colombian dude.
Yeah. I don't know.
He killed his dad?
Oh, I don't know, but it's. Oh God, Luis.
What's his last name?
Is he Colombian?
Garavito from Colombia. child murder, torture killer, and rapist, known as La Bestia.
Yeah. Beast. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know about this dude.
Confessed to killing 140 boys. I didn't know that. And
I can find the podcast.
I just, when I get into something, I Google it every six ways from Sunday. I gotta know.
Oh man.
Yeah, why
they're killing it.
Why do people
crush it? Literally. They're killing it.
That might be the best joke ever told on this podcast. Yeah.
I don't feel good.
Yeah. People keep killing people, and people keep being obsessed with the people that kill people.
Yeah, dude. They're creating a fan base.
It's just a circle. Going on?
Just like Charles Manson. He had a lot of bitches.
He did.
Charles Manson is not a serial killer. He never murdered anyone.
Yeah, that's what we're
doing. So he got people
I've
to
never
kill.
Thought
that's why
about
he got
like
so many
that.
Bitches.
He got other people too, but he's still, I think he's just insane.
Let's talk about the head of the Playboy Bunny house.
Hugh Hefner?
Yes.
Huge Hefner.
What about him?
What about Hugh Hefner? Is he a serial killer?
I just don't like him.
Or was he?
He's, I was just going to say something gross, but I'm not going to.
He's dead?
He's what? A serial killer?
Who?
Well, what are you guys talking about? I can't, that doesn't help me.
No, I'm sorry.
So wait, what's up with Hugh?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not writing home not about him, but he's
I thought we were doing something else. Isn't he like George Bush's cousin? I'm telling you, Google it.
That would make sense.
I'm telling you,
the elite
that
in this country, they're all
so
related.
Wild.
Yeah, I get into that. I don't get into the serial killers much, but I am curious about like the power circles of the American elite, or not even the American elite, just like the elite in general. That's interesting to me. Like,
is
the
that it? Are you saying elite?
Elite. Is it?
Ooh,
is it elite?
Potato patuto.
I think yeah. I've never heard of delight.
Yes. Really?
They're cousins.
Distant cousins.
Wow,
that is wild.
We're cracking.
Looks like I did learn something in high
school.
John Kerry.
Give Lizzie the mic. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Hefner is ninth cousins with both politicians, George W. Bush and Senator John Kerry.
Wow.
Well, that's the thing. Like, wealth lines are, like, real. Like, they're...
because they all fuck each other.
Yeah, no, there are people that have, like, had a lot of money since, like, medieval times, and it's just, like, kept going generation after generation.
Man.
I know why. Illuminati.
Dude, I was looking up the other day the old wealth lines of America. Were one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's... checks out. I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
It's wild, right?
I did get into that Mindhunters show, and then speaking of my old roommate, he watched like 5 episodes, and then he was like, I get home from work one day, and he finished it. He's like, I didn't know you wanted to finish it.
Oh, that's
like,
I watched five fucking episodes.
Well, no, I just like, yeah, it would have been nice. It would have been nice to not have to go restart every episode.
He hung you out to dry.
Yeah, he fucked me. Thank you. He fucked me.
Of course, Willie hung you out to dry.
Yeah. Fuck him. Well, yeah, so I haven't gotten back into that show.
You should.
It was out of spite.
He gave up on it.
I don't remember it, to be honest. I remember the dude. I really hope this is from the show and I'm not imagining this. Didn't the guy cut off his mom's head and then fuck her head? Okay, cool. Oh. I'm just glad I didn't think of that myself.
That was the one where I realized he was real. And I was
he seems like a nice guy in the show. His character.
Well, he was charming, right?
Well, that
was
like seen the end of it.
Oh, he's fucked up? He goes full circle?
The guy who cut his mom's head off is fucked up.
Wow. Well, I didn't see him do it.
How do you know a guy?
What has to happen to you to make you cut your mom's head off?
Well,
she has to be awful.
Kind of handsome.
Yeah, he's better looking.
Well, he was like killing animals as a child, and his mom like started locking him in the basement as he got older because she thought he was going to like attack his sister.
Wow.
So she was probably... She wasn't far off.
Yeah, she was going in the right direction.
Is that not
looks like she wasn't ahead? Looks like she. Hey, you guys ready for this one? Looks like she was ahead of the curve.
No.
Whatever. They're not all winners, but I thought that one was.
Not all winners.
At the mic I did today, I wrote a joke right before I went to. I was like, yes. I was like, I'm excited about this, and then nobody laughed, so I retold it and made them all go crazy. And they all went crazy, let me tell you.
That was second time's a charm.
Yeah, especially if you tell them exactly how to react.
Yeah, nothing like being excited about a new bit and it bombs.
I want to go to a mic tonight, but there's an ice storm. And I don't want to...
It's
supposed to be like an ice storm tonight from 6
toughen up.
p.m. to 6 a.m. What time is it?
What does that mean? Like ice is going to literally start falling? Or
it's like, I don't know. Freezing rain. And
it's like the when you wake up and there's just a layer of ice over everything.
Oh,
I didn't look at it. My mom just told me not to drive.
I hope not.
And I would never betray my mother like that guy.
I hope not, dude.
My mom really thought I was going to die during this polar vortex.
Yeah,
dude,
mine too.
I was gonna die.
I got so many concerned text messages from friends and family. Like, are you okay?
I just didn't go outside for 2 days.
My mom was like, Rebecca, if your building catches on fire, like, where's your coat? Like, what are you going to put on to go outside?
I mean, you'll be warm.
That's such
I
a
know.
Mom.
And my dad was like, yeah, you'll be warm.
Yeah.
Stand next to the burning building.
He's like, I think you want to be close to the fire.
Oh!
I wish that's how your dad actually talked. He lives in the south.
Call my dad right now. He's
call your dad.
Super south.
My dad just called me.
We don't have the
you
technology.
You know what I can do?
Oh boy.
We can see if we can hear like a voicemail. I did a sound piece where I chopped and screwed a bunch of my dad's voicemails.
Oh my god! Yeah.
And
please.
They're really. I mean, I guess I don't know how to.
Just hold it up to the microphone.
That.
Okay. Yeah, we played old voicemails of my boss from Giordano's.
Yeah, and I think these are going to be better.
Mr.
This
Colin,
is when I was making
nothing better
of
than
sound
Andreas.
Art.
Dad, sound art? Were
dad,
you a DJ?
Sound piece. No.
Can we call it a soundscape? I'm actually more of a soundscape guy.
More of a RuneScape guy.
Is this going to work?
Yeah, hold it right up to the microphone.
Well, Dad, this one goes out to you, man.
He's listening. Dead air.
I was afraid to breathe.
Y'all? I'm still connected to my Bluetooth.
Oh, man.
I just play it in some speaker.
Yeah, it's playing in my headphones. Technology. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
She's good. She's good.
This
good.
Is a true debut.
Damn.
Good detective.
All right, I've got it.
That's good detective work.
Let's do this.
All right, here we go.
It's, okay. That's not too long.
Dad. Hey, Beck, it's your father. Hello, daughter, this is Daddy. Hey, Beck, it's Dad. Hey,
lovely little girl, Rebecca. This is your daddy.
I do want to talk to you. I have a couple things to say. Rebecca, this is your father. Hello, Miss Beck. This is Dad. Hey, Beck, this is your dad. I reckon sooner or later we'll get to chat. Rebecca, this is your father. It's 12:20. September 15th. 2012. I just George Vetti Jr.
I gotta go on the road for a little while, move a front end loader to Jonah Wiggins' house and his bush hog, and I'll be back here probably by 1 o'clock. From say 1 till 5, I'll be
at the shop.
I don't
have a text messenger and a cell phone, so
anyhow, I like to hear your voice and know that everything's fine. Aww. But I'm gonna run out again myself. I'm not in the office much these days. It's too damn cold to stay in one place. All right, love you, bye.
Rebecca, this is your dad on your W-2.
Rebecca, this is your father. I just want to let you know I can't wait to give you a big hug and squeeze and kiss tonight when I see you. Have a safe trip here.
I'll keep trying. Not today. I'm going home. Jerker. I'm tired. Gotcha, I'm very tired. I've been ripping
this is beautiful.
Poison ivy off the fence all afternoon. 3 pickup loads.
Might be your chance to learn how to drive a stick shift coming home. I hope you're working on the FAFSA. It had better be done by Monday, daughter.
Dad, I just wanted to wish you a happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day. Love you. Bye. This is not something to fool around with. This is an ugly stick coming in your way. Hope you get some snow.
Hey, Beck. I'm sorry I missed your call again. I was up in the ceiling of the shop on a scissor lift. 25 feet in the air. I couldn't come down.
I seem to get secondhand information from Mom. I would like a little first-hand information from you, perhaps a recording.
This is just a howdy-doody call.
Oh, my God.
So we can continue it later. I just wanted to see how you were doing. Or howdy-doody, how are you doing? Bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Love you, bye. Love you, bye. Okay, love you. Let me know. How you doing? Bye. Love you. Bye. All right. Love, Dad. Bye.
That's it.
That was so sweet.
Oh, my. Answer your dad's fucking calls.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
like,
I haven't
my
God.
We just communicated.
No, I want to call my dad so bad.
We just communicated through
now.
Voicemails because he didn't have a cell phone at the time.
Oh, really?
But that's literally like 2 years worth of like voicemails that I like chopped and screwed. And it was like really.
Oh,
I did it in college as like the sound piece. I put this like video game button in the top of a pedestal, and every time you pushed it, the loop would start again.
Oh my
and
God.
I had taken this photo of him that he's leaning on his shiny boat, and I like cut that into pieces too. So you got like the tip of his like white tennis shoe, or like the corner of his head, just his elbow on his boat.
That's
and
awesome.
So people
That's amazing.
Would stand there and listen to it and try to piece them together, and he'd be in the corner looking at him laughing.
That's so
I'm so
good.
Glad you looked up.
I didn't even tell
him
about this when he heard it.
So we had a face.
Was bad.
Thanks for sharing that with us. That was awesome.
That was a tangent.
I was curious why he was like saying it's dad. I was like, does he not think you
yeah,
have his number
Yeah, no, I mean, but can we all speak to that? I mean, does anyone else say, hey, this is mom?
Mine don't leave
like,
voicemails.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
my mom doesn't leave voicemails. My dad loves leaving some dang voicemails.
she'll be like,
so sweet.
Hey, Matthew Garalski, this is Mama Garalski.
I love that.
Yeah, my mom's just like.
It's like a generational thing because nobody has answering machines. Like if you don't get a hold of someone, you can just text them now.
Yeah.
Nobody ever leaves
voicemails. I'm getting big into FaceTime. I'm trying to do strictly FaceTime calls.
Really?
I like it.
FaceTime. Looks like I'm calling you less.
I prefer FaceTime. I don't like texting. I'm bad at texting.
So if you get a girl's number, do you FaceTime her?
Instantly. usually right when I get home, right after we met.
FaceTime. Good move.
And then I just leave voicemails if she doesn't answer the FaceTime.
Say, hey, just wanted to wish you happy Independence Day.
She's
happy
like, it's December.
Day.
That was awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody.
Or how you doing? Like,
and he also talks about my neighbor, Jonah Wiggins.
Really?
That's a man.
Do you have a brother?
Yeah.
Because I noticed he almost said son. And I was like, maybe he just wanted you to be a boy.
No, maybe. Let's ask him.
I don't think my dad's ever called me son. Really? I'm having a lot of sad realizations after hearing that. That thing was tugging at my heartstrings.
Yeah. My dad will be like, oh, it's my son.
So like he's questioning if he's your son.
I don't know if I'm just like super morbid or something, but like that's going to be so amazing to have when you don't have your dad anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about that.
Like if every person.
I feel really bad. I have a missed call from my dad, and I feel bad that I let it go to voicemail now. And he didn't leave a voicemail, that asshole.
I couldn't imagine making one for my mom, though, because it would be the polar opposite.
Oh, my God.
Really? Snapping at me.
Oh, my God.
Taking shots.
My mom would just be saying, like, eat right and let me know when the weather is. She's like,
right,
I love you.
Do right, be right.
Yeah. My mom would just start freestyling about being right.
Nice. That's amazing. Huh.
What grade did you get on that? So that was
it was less like it wasn't really that
so
was just kind
F.
of a side project I did. We don't really get grades in art school.
We don't believe in grades.
You pass fail. Show up and you're good.
I almost went
talk
to
talk about art school. What about it?
Where'd you go?
I went to Cooper Union in New York. It's like this tiny art architecture and engineering school.
What was it called?
Cooper Union.
She's looking it up.
It's the guy that invented the Cooper Union is Peter Cooper. He invented Jell-O.
Get the
really
freak
bow
out
down.
Of
the ultimate artist.
That shit jiggles.
Sucks, so the guy that
yeah, we watched some sketchy shit in here.
Cooper's really rad. Like initially, it gives full tuition scholarships, so everyone that gets in goes for free.
Wow.
Which is
what's the Jell-O dope. Situation though? You get like free
oh,
Jell-O.
Peter, no, we just found out that he. The Peter Cooper that started the school was just brilliant. I mean, the first, first.
I don't know what's wrong with the Wi-Fi. Maybe disconnect, reconnect. Yes, oh my
God. Why is the back of your laptop glowing?
Because it's the new MacBook.
Wait, what is? What am I looking at?
It's the new MacBook.
It broke because the Rams didn't win the Super Bowl. And now your phone's gonna break too. Don't hit me. I'm sorry.
My Rams getting did bashed by the ladies today.
I am. Bop, bop, bop. It's a rough day for me. Bop, bop. I got bopped. My tooth is bleeding. I chipped a tooth. You missed
He's
it?
Lying.
Rebecca oh, smacked him with the microphone.
Too. Yeah.
That's the fart mic, too.
Oh, is it? Is a yellow cord the fart mic?
Nah, the cords are.
They all get mixed up. Because
that just. This. Whatever absorbed the fart. Got. Just
took a bite of it.
Yeah,
it
went into my mouth. Went into my mouth. Yeah, it's ketchup and onions.
God.
What, you guys don't like a good Step Brothers reference?
No.
I love them. We should watch that.
Yeah, that's the right Wi-Fi.
What were we talking? Oh, I almost went to art school.
Some technical difficulties.
Yeah, I think we were going to analyze the
so
dream.
You almost went to art school?
I almost went to comedy school at Columbia. And then every bartender
dreams
I worked
dreams about ditches.
With.
Get
dreams
stitches.
With multiple tiny twisters.
The dream stuff, but y'all were supposed to guess.
What? Well, yeah, I said
I got it right.
Also, I love Sega Dreamcast.
Hell yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Sonic: The Adventures of
oh,
Sonic.
Oh, not the podcast.
Yeah.
Damn it!
We have no official.
In fact, I need to remove that from the episode
we'll
after. So. Thanks.
Well,
leave that out.
Okay.
Before we get some serious legal
we're saying some good stuff about him.
Sega has some very, very strong attorneys.
Aggressive.
Physically
I
and
love Sega
mentally.
Genesis. People
oh,
really
okay.
Hate on
Super Nintendo. We're saying good stuff, though. They should
Genesis,
send us.
Wait,
Genesis
wait. Do you really
podcast?
Have to remove that?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, wow.
They'll come for us, man.
They'll
they already
come.
Came for my family once.
Let
I'm not
Sega
gonna
come.
Let it happen again, dude.
Let Sega come and
I miss my brother,
man.
Dude.
I'll take care of Sega. Don't worry about them.
How?
I don't. You
just
don't. You don't want to know
Sega.
How. The less
don't
you know, the better.
Let's
I'll
talk about Echo the Dolphin. You got to remove that.
The shark
Echo the
part
dolphin.
Was,
it was
terrifying.
A dolphin.
Yeah, no, it was a dolphin, but there was a shark boss, and it used to scare me.
I don't think I ever got that far.
Oh man,
so you had a shark phobia, right?
Those
yeah,
diamonds,
shark phobia,
the,
but also respect.
Soundtrack.
Also I don't know what that is.
I respect their
dolphin.
Game.
I never played it. I played Sonic a shit ton.
Oh, I love Sonic.
That was a great game.
I love Sonic. I have this lame ass shirt that's like Sonic and Tails and Knuckles and Shadow.
Did you ever play the one on the GameCube? That Sonic game?
No, I never.
You could like raise little babies.
Like, our houses
so much
were so
time.
Far apart. I didn't know who had what. It sucked. I had like two Game Boys. I was a Pokemon.
Hell yeah!
Freak.
I played Pokemon, I always started a new game because it was my first game system. So I'm like, yeah, that's how you just start where you left off. I'm like, yep, right where I left off with nothing.
You know, the most angry I would be as a child is when I'd be playing like my Game Boy and my shit ass cousin would walk by and just pop the cartridge
that's
out.
Fucked
oh
up.
My God.
And I'd be like, you know, battling a gym leader. What were they called?
Yep.
Gym leader.
That's right. It's a gym leader.
Gym teacher, Pokemon trainer.
Gym teacher.
I mean, it would just, or, you know, like trying to catch a mythological Pokemon or something.
All,
like,
all mythological?
Yeah, all of them. I mean,
okay, but what were the...
legendary.
Got you, Colin. Fact check me. Damn.
Still got my cards.
Oh, dude, I cashed
I wish.
Out
all my cards.
They're probably worth money.
Sold them for
up.
Thousands of dollars.
I heard, dude, they are worth a lot of money. Like a Charizard.
I know,
Charizard
is
worth
it. I put
it.
All mine
Japanese
in the stock
Flareon
market after I cashed out.
Japanese. Like it was Japanese writing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild. You got ripped off.
I had this whole like book of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, with the like you slide
them
in. That
and
sucks.
And that's the last interaction I had with Pokemon. I was so gutted.
You just had to cut the cord.
What is it?
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
I feel like I keep facing away from you because I'm on the corner of the table. Hi, Justin.
What's
going on?
Yeah, you don't have to. Oh, I'm doing pretty good. We're still for trying to figure out this internet, huh?
What are we doing with the internet?
I thought a picture was
what do we need the internet for?
What do you need the internet for?
She's doing her research. She's basically stunted right now.
I can't do my job.
She can't do her job.
Do you want to look on my
phone?
This
is what we pay Lizzie the big bucks for.
Site can't be reached.
The site can't be
sounds
reached.
Sounds like someone's not trying hard enough at their job.
This actually makes me want to check my
the computer's just not reaching.
Work email.
Well,
you are.
Wait, so I had the dream.
Uh oh.
Oh my God.
What? I'm good. It was to everybody.
What?
Hey, everybody.
It was a shout out.
Inspired.
It was a shout out to the Special Olympics team winning gold. So there's no way they're mad at me.
Oh, you got a work email?
Those idiots don't even know I was gone. That shows how fucking. Yeah. That almost makes me feel bad that I was gone and nobody asked about me or even
nobody
realized I was gone.
It's life, man.
Nobody gave a fuck.
Maybe I just shouldn't go tomorrow and see what happens.
I've been looking at this all episode. Justin, you look pretty boss with like a bracelet on, like a man bracelet.
I'm
oh, yeah?
Yeah, like you look like you're in like a metal band or something. Yeah,
no, I appreciate that Lizzie gave us bracelets from Louisiana.
Yeah.
But this is kind of tight on my wrist. I probably won't wear it very often.
You got man.
Do you know,
you
I
would,
do you know I'm wearing a bracelet?
Wrist, dude.
Do you know I'm wearing a bracelet too?
You could twirl it around.
Yours
your
isn't as cool, Colin, on you.
Ooh, I could make a thumb ring out of it and have to go like over
girls
like three
that.
Times.
Dude,
bracelets?
Dude.
I was just thinking today.
I girls like pinky rings.
How good I would look in a bracelet.
Thumb ring.
I think this
thumb
yeah,
ring,
this
and you gotta
cool.
have frosted tips.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a toe ring right now,
oh, wow.
and a puka
yeah.
shell.
Yeah, whoever's lucky enough to see these
right
feet.
What?
Said I'm wearing a toe ring.
Why?
Because whoever gets these socks off know they're in for a wild ride. That's why.
Which toe?
All of them. All of them have different it's, rings
you
on.
You have blisters every night. Is this why?
Well, I just can't get them off anymore
because
my toes have swollen up so much. So I just have to wait to get my toes taken off.
Dude, I watched a 20-minute medical video last night on how to take a ring off of someone.
Oh, yeah. With a string?
Yeah.
That is a wild video.
That makes me feel better about how much video games I play.
Yeah.
I thought you... If you had a ring stuck on your finger, you're supposed to use soap.
You no, use soap, right? When it's too far past.
It's like stage
it's
two.
Like,
how does it get that fat?
You
how does
have
that
to,
happen?
Oh, man. I don't even know how to describe it.
A lot of people wear a ring and not take it off
see,
for
this
a
is why
long.
I don't
and
wear
it.
Did you guys hear what happened to Jimmy Fallon?
Scary.
Like when his ring took half of his finger off.
I wish it had taken all of him.
Something.
Good. Good.
I wish he was gone.
I'm Team Conan.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I really like
Team Conan over here, baby.
Dude, Conan's my man.
I love Conan, too.
Oh, I would do anything for Conan.
I hope Jimmy Fallon smacks his desk one day and breaks his body. and is never seen again.
So he tripped and his ring finger got caught on something, right? And it just ripped his finger off.
It's like all of his meat and skin came off his phone or something.
Well, all his
meat. That's the best part. That's the best part of the finger.
He can't bend his finger.
Guess he can't do any fun guitar bits anymore.
There's a name for it. It happens to people, and it's when like a ring gets caught on something.
Degloving.
Fuck that. That's why I don't.
What?
Nope.
Degloving.
I know what it's called. It's called.
Oh, poor don't Lizzie! Show us, I'm so sorry. I forget you Google everything we talk about.
It's called being a huge softy.
If we just talk about a pile of poop, Lizzie's gonna Google a pile of poop.
Deglove.
She might be able to imagine that one. She might not need to Google that one.
Oh, I don't know. It.
I think she only Googles stuff that
Animal
she
Farm.
Knows where the guy's looking in the mirror.
Pet Cemetery. Animal Farm.
Yeah, degloving is intense, man. It happens with burns and.
When it happens to burn victims, it's like whenever you're roasting a marshmallow and the outside gets all cooked and just slides right off.
Exactly, dude.
Oh my god. That's what that happened to you?
What?
Oh my god.
You don't know me anymore.
The roasting. When did you get marshmallow burned? Style?
All right. Tim and I like.
Well, I saw
a few years ago burned our feet.
I didn't know that happened to both of you. I've seen Tim's feet before. They're all fucking.
I didn't post it discolored. Everywhere, all right? So.
What happened?
So oh, I have seen Tim's feet.
Feet are fucked.
Crawfish. Yeah. This sounds fake. A crawfish pot fell over.
Oh, I've heard about. I heard the story.
It was water or oil or what?
The crawfish was almost done.
Ooh.
And they put the last bits in, and it was on. You know, you put a crawfish pot on cement. You don't put it on grass. We were not paying attention. It was what's that day with the parade?
On grass.
Well, there's a lot of parades in Louisiana. St. Patrick's Day. So the crawfish pot was on grass. And one part of it, like, kind of started falling in because it had rained. And so there were four of us around the pot. And the last bit went in, and it just fell over. So we all got burned. Well, you know, like, the water went over us. Tim and I had tennis shoes on, so it got in the tennis shoes. And the last thing I remember is he was running, and he was, like, throwing his shoes off. And I panicked and didn't move. Somebody picked me up out of it. I didn't do anything. So, what a pussy. But I didn't know anything happened.
Do you have, like, scars?
My scars are gone.
But Tim's foot's messed up. Dang.
Tim's are alive and well.
His feet are almost third degree, like, so different colors. They almost had to take something off his ass to put on his foot.
Yo, they did that to my dad.
Yeah.
He like, sawed off the very top part of his finger.
Oh, my God.
And they use skin on it. Butt skin?
Put a little ass on it.
Sometimes you need butt skin.
Tim has a tattoo on his butt?
Yes.
LSU Tiger.
LSU Tigers.
I've seen it multiple times. I could draw it perfectly. I've seen it so many times I can
draw
that
ass perfectly.
I see it every day, but he will show it to everyone.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You seen
it? So wait.
He mooned you? Oh, sorry.
Oh, I've seen it multiple times.
Everyone around the...
The four of us closest to the pot got burned.
Y'all eat still?
No. First off, didn't get crawfish.
Oh.
Had to leave, you know, St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one that got taken in an ambulance. Still don't know how.
Did you guys sue him?
No.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Sue St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Wait, so did it do, like, the marshmallow thing? Your skin just, like, your foot just, like, peeled off like a cooked
off,
marshmallow?
Ugh.
Yeah.
But, ooh, you want to have something good?
Of course.
So, a few, like, a day after you get burned, depending on the degree of the burn, they tell you you have to come in for a checkup, but they don't really tell you anything else. And so, luckily, one of our friends went before us and was like, just take as many pills as you can, because it's rough. You get there, they get your, well, in our case, they put our foot in a noogie, like, took a rag, and they scrub all the skin off until they get every bit of the skin off.
Deep riding.
Yeah. And then they wrap it up again, but you can't do anything. The pain's terrible.
There's not a better way to do that?
No.
They have to get all of it off. You can get an infection.
Yeah. It's like a lotto ticket.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
So it's like a lotto ticket.
They take a penny. That's how they do it.
Scratch it off. I did laugh. Like, there's nothing to do with laughing.
When you said take as many pills as you want, I thought you meant like the doctor was like, yeah, just reach into that jar and take this.
You have to take pills because they have to know exactly what you feel. If you don't feel it, it's a third degree burn. So they tell you, they don't really tell you anything.
That is so spooky.
That's gross. I feel like there has to be That's gross.
Dude, burns.
That's gross. Oof. I don't like people touching my feet, so I'd probably just be like, leave it.
My feet are ticklish.
I mean, it's my bare feet. I don't mind. Like, if I got a manicure, or is that hands?
Yeah, that's
hands
a
pedicure. Back, I won't be able to get a pedicure.
Back when I worked at the hospital, they used to call me the podiatrist because I didn't care about touching like gross, nasty, like diabetic feet.
Get like, the feet guy.
Yeah.
You should care.
Hey, throw some gloves on. You move. Get the
okay. Yeah,
piggies.
I guess if you got gloves, that's. I would touch any person's dude, foot if I had gloves on.
Dude, gloves are one of the greatest things of all time. You can touch anything, and you're like not really touching it.
Dude, yeah, you can pick up dog poop.
Yeah.
You wear gloves on the job?
No, but I mean the bag's like a glove.
Basically. Dude, I had to get a fecal sample from a cat, and I put my finger up its butt.
With a glove.
Yeah.
Alright.
The vet was like, I was like kind of new. She's like, well, we gotta get a stool sample. And I was like, how do we get that? And she's like, well, manually. You have to.
Wait, you just recently like pull shit out of its ass?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that was like, a thing
you could
do.
Did you ever talk to the cat again after that?
Yeah, it's gonna be
the cat. The cat wouldn't look at me. And when it did, it was stare.
Hurt you? Cats are like well, chill about the ass.
No, like, it was a sick cat. Like it was just like, oh no. It was like,
it's just gotta be put down. It was Garfield.
Yeah.
It was too many sick. Mondays.
Yeah, it was on a Monday, too. Yeah. Yeah, that's why he hates Mondays.
Cats hate Mondays.
Yeah. It's cool. We fed him lasagna.
I got a good prank. I'll take the pranks down a notch.
All right.
We poke a bunch of holes in the bags that Justin uses for work. So when he picks up the poop, he gets poopy hands.
Poop hands.
I guess.
You like that prank?
The condom approach?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's how I get
breaking down barriers on
me.
People. You got to keep barriers up. Humans need barriers.
Let's replace his bags with condoms and poke holes in them.
What?
Let's replace his bags with
just
condoms.
A condom yeah. full of.
So
poop.
You're just like, well, fuck. I have to use this condom. Then you use it.
Man, humans love barriers.
God damn it!
Man.
There's a bunch of holes in this condom. I got poopy hands.
I've worked there since like the summer of 2016, and it's happened once.
Wow.
I got poop on my hand once.
Dude,
what'd you do?
I stood up and immediately walked back to the house where the dog lived and washed my hands.
I lost your
I
dog.
I mean, no, like, the dog was with me, but he was like, we're still like going on a walk. I was like, no, we're walking directly back.
You did this.
To wash my
hands. Yeah. Dude, that's why, that's what made me get a bidet, is someone was writing like, yo, if you got shit on your arm, would you just wipe it off with toilet paper and be good?
Well, that bidet has changed my life.
Yeah, dude, it's the best. Yeah, you wouldn't. You would wash your arm off with water.
No, well, I just went back to the house and got some toilet paper and wiped my hand off.
Yeah.
So
then you ate lunch after.
Yeah.
You got wings. You were like sucking your fingers.
I used a bidet to clean
my
hand.
Oh, bro, wings sound good. I'd go for some wings right now. I don't know why I got hungry while we're talking about poop, but.
Oh, well, you know.
Wings always get me going, dude.
Well, I mean, poop comes from somewhere, right? So.
Yeah, everything's connected, man.
It's all connected.
Full circle.
Full circle jerk, dude.
There was something I was going to say, but I forgot it.
Thank God.
Now I want to remember it even more.
Yeah, so back to the dream. I think your dream represents some kind of lack of control or fear of lack of control, like in a plane. Like, that's what people freak out about on planes is, like, if shit happens on a plane, you have no control.
But I'm also kind of like, if it's my time, it's my time.
I'm down with that.
But really, though?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you fly a lot?
I mean, maybe 4 times a year.
That's a lot.
I feel like as far as locally. People who fly a lot, though, that's, your chances are probably good. You're not going to get one of the crashing ones, you know, only 4 times a year.
A soccer player just died in a plane crash.
How often did he fly?
Probably like once a week.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's could you imagine sure. flying so, once out. A week?
I mean, like if he has to go to away games.
Yeah. I remember it was like a month or two period I had to like fly a couple times. And it's weird how it does start to feel like the same way getting on a train feels. Mm-hmm. Where you're just like, just got to get through the security, hop on the plane. It starts feeling like a car.
When it's like not an event.
Yeah.
My dad flies a lot and this is making me anxious.
Stop bragging, dude.
Dude, I've flown like...
Well, for work.
I've flown like 2 or 3 times in my life.
Uh-huh.
I've flown to Florida and to Phoenix once when I was in like 5th grade.
Why Phoenix?
My great aunt lived there.
Better question, why Florida?
We were going to like Orlando or Disney.
Wait, you've only flown 3 times?
Yeah, I think maybe just those two. I'm trying to think. I guess... 4 times total I flew there.
I've flown too many count.
Last time I was on a plane,
all
I was
private,
in like 4th
baby.
Or 5th grade.
It really? Was Were you scared? Yeah, I hate flying, dude. If I could drive, I'd rather drive for sure. Like, instead of taking a 3-hour ride to Denver, I'd rather drive like 14 hours. Huh. Not alone, if I'm with people.
Damn.
I feel like that's not that bad.
So you don't, so you're not afraid of a lack of control?
I mean, I'm sure we all are to a degree.
Sure. Maybe your brain was like, hey, you're not afraid enough. Let me remind you. Yeah, like you know, let's stop messing around. Let's see what other.
Try to remember what I watched that day.
Oh, that could be big.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a control thing because you said you guys just kind of glided in, right? You didn't like.
No, I mean it was like bumpy, but it wasn't like. It was, I don't know. You know,
it wasn't a near death landing.
Well, let's see what the internet quote unquote experts have to say.
Hit me, Leslie.
Internet. So go many ways. We'll start with airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
general. If you dreamed about an airplane, no context.
I typically go very general. You know, if you dream about an airplane, so we're going to start there. It shows that you're rising above your troubles.
Oh.
But an emergency landing, and like so, an unsuccessful landing signifies that your life is seriously out of control.
Wow.
Tornadoes symbolize destruction in your life.
Wow.
And
literally just giving up weed.
Then the Lord of the Fly stuff I was going for, and then I got stuck on Ted Bundy.
Someone wrote about Lord of the Fly.
That's all I got.
If you dream about Lord of the Flies.
So that
was it. So your life is out of control. When was this flight?
I might have had this dream like 2 months ago, but I don't know. Life's chill. I got promoted.
Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty good. It sounds like I should be the one having this dream.
Back on track.
I'm gonna have dreams about tornadoes tonight, I bet.
I like that you started with the good thing, because the rest of it was truly a train crash.
Yeah, we didn't even touch on that. You watched Two Friends? Were they both friends?
No, I didn't know who they were. I was literally like bored and ready to get out of the field. And then that crap went down.
Someone randomly pulling out a gun. That shit happens in my dreams all the time.
Really? Didn't you kill your dad in a dream?
Yeah, one time. That happened one time. And then the other time I had that one like recently where me and my dad were together and someone had a gun. I think it just immediately escalates any situation to an extreme.
You'll be
like
ready.
Improv.
I think it's
you'll
really
be ready
funny
when it happens.
Someone pulls out a gun.
So you are almost like attacked. Somebody pulled out a gun, basically, is what you're saying, right?
Well, not on me. There were like two guys fighting for control, and I was watching them. And then one pulled out a gun on the other one. And then out of nowhere, some dude shot the dude holding the gun.
The one that thought he had control.
How did all these guys get on the plane with guns?
He had a gun.
The government was shut down 2 months ago.
But I was just like watching this in the field with other people.
It just says, be aware of your anger towards others if guns are pulled out.
But on you?
You know what? Yeah, no.
Okay. You know what? Here's one dream that I have had like throughout my whole life.
Is it falling?
What?
Is it falling?
What?
No. Oh,
sorry. Your foot is rubbing my butt. I thought it was the cat.
Hey, Colin. Sorry.
I'm just talking about how much I hate feet.
I thought I had my foot in like the hook of the chair, but that was very
That was my hook.
Men's head.
Wait, what was the dream?
Wait, yeah, what's
so
your
recurring? So the dream is like...
We got very distracted.
Man, I thought the cat was touching my foot too, though.
Nope, that's me.
Where is the cat?
It's so soft.
I don't know.
What about the bidet? All right. Oh.
So. It's like usually right before a trip. Mm-hmm. And the night before...
What?
Oh, sorry. Oh, that was me.
Oh. Yeah. I just can hear out of
this
one ear.
It's the beauty of the headphones, yeah.
So Justin just sounded really creepy.
So,
that wasn't me.
It's like I wake up late for the flight, or like I can just make it and I have to pack. My worst nightmare, I think, is packing things day up for a trip. So I think it's just pressure up until a trip. That makes sense.
Wait, the dream is?
That's the only way I pack.
Yeah, it's like I'm running late for something and I have to get ready and like, oh my God, what do I want to bring?
Yeah, that's the only way I pack is I wake up and I pick up a pile of clothes and drop it in.
That's all I ever bring.
Reminds me of a rabbit in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, he's always late?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm never late for things, so I think it's just...
Well, I mean, I think a lot of times if you have a fear of something, it stops you from doing... Do you have, like, an anxiety of being late? I mean, yeah.
Sometimes, but I'm usually pretty on time.
I feel like I should be having your drinks because I'm always late.
You did, yeah. With chili.
That was not recommended.
I promise it was better than the chili I made. Chili I made was awful.
That's Colin's promise.
I got this from around the corner.
Colin's chili. I promise it's been. It's
the last one. Elsewhere. The last one I made was good, but this one, I threw away a full pot of chili. It was so bad. It was awful.
But you like made it all yourself?
Yeah.
How'd you fuck up so bad? Like if you were making it,
if I had to guess,
wait, I saw
too much tomato paste.
I saw a bell pepper in the fridge. We're using bell pepper.
I forgot to.
Thank God. That would ugh. Bell peppers and chili.
This recipe I looked up was award winning.
Were you wearing
if
your glasses
they were like
when
little
you
bits,
it?
So I could see like little.
I think
best.
So. Maybe. I don't like wearing my glasses. Right.
Fear that you're late denotes your fear of change and your ambivalence about seizing an opportunity. You may feel unready, unworthy, or unsupported. But I think, you know, you got your job, so you got your raise. So
yeah, I mean, my dreams are really dogging me.
I feel like
these are literally just two. I don't know.
You see, we interpret Collins. His
who else can
say,
we shake to their core? Anyone else want to give a dream?
Collins every week say that he's sad and lonely. Or yeah. Something like
that. Oh yeah, that anytime like I have a dream, it's just like your life is falling apart and you're extremely lonely.
I had a classic tooth come out dream last night.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, just one tooth. And it's actually a tooth I'm
when
worried
you dream
about.
Teeth, that's
I'm not
going
to smoke tonight. I want to try and have
Dude,
dreams.
I had a dream the other day, or I've had this one like several times recently, and I don't know. Why? But I keep like in
I don't
the dream,
know why.
In the dream, like I'll be hanging out at our place or whatever with people, and I'll be like, "Oh, I'm out of weed," and then I'll go wait, and then I'll go look in like my backpack or some like spot that I forgot, and I just have like a fat sack of pot that I forgot about, and then I'm like, "Cool, now I have weed," and then I wake up.
One time,
I don't
like
know what
that
means.
You find 20 bucks in your pocket.
Yeah,
I lost an eighth of weed, and I found it 4 months later.
Yeah, I keep having a dream that I find weed. Somewhere.
That's a good dream. That's not a bad dream.
But it's so.
I left mine in my car that my dad used at the time. I'm like, thank God he didn't get pulled over. Because it was like right in the driver's, like in the seat. I don't know how he didn't see it. Yeah, right in the gooch of the seat.
The car gooch.
Right in the gooch. But yeah, I mean, I can tell you from experience in real life, that's a good feeling.
It's out there.
Yeah,
it can weed happen. Is it can, out there.
If you
hey,
work hard
what the
enough,
dream means I have a bag of weed somewhere that I forgot about, and that's why I'm having that dream.
Huh?
That'd be cool.
I gotta get a drug dog.
I hope you love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what do dreams about losing bags of weed mean?
No, I'm finding them. Yeah, I find one.
So probably like means you're smoking too much weed.
Yeah, finding weed.
Yeah. Suggests that the dreamer is becoming aware of their intrinsic value to themselves and
oh
others.
Oh my gosh!
From value yourself.
I myself got promoted today.
From a spiritual rather than a material perspective.
Oh, that's you. Yeah,
I know. It's
congrats.
Funny. You brought up the job. It's like no, but spiritual though. Because I'm spiritually valuable to myself and those around me. Not materially though.
I can't imagine you not like on weed.
On
at this
weed.
Point, on weed.
On weed.
Like, I've been around you not on weed, but usually within 20 or 30 minutes, you're on weed.
I'm always doing the reefer.
Can we scratch my workplace from the beginning of this?
Yes.
What workplace?
Yes.
We don't even know what you're talking about.
Mm-mm.
The Fart cool. Institute.
I feel like I wrote, I feel like I wrote somewhere dreams
like
that
just,
I've had.
Can you just... Say Jimmy John's over it.
Sure.
We're not going to besmirch Jimmy J's.
Yeah, those freaky fast yeah. Sandwiches.
Subway. We'll do Subway.
I like that.
I mean it.
Yeah. I hate Subway.
Can we do that?
That's not the worst
this podcast is sponsored by
PR
Jason
thing
Mike's.
They've been we through can, recently.
We can
yeah, that's true.
We can go back and try, but we do put this out live. So.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, it's out there already.
Say goodbye to that range.
We've already had 10,000 listeners.
It's on the cloud.
Yeah. It got tweeted out to the Art Institute students.
Are you guys lying? I don't know.
No, we're lying.
We're lying to you.
Yeah.
I don't know what these wires this won't, do.
We haven't been.
It honestly won't
all.
Come
they
out
don't do
for
anything.
Like 2 months.
It just
none
feels
of this
like
is
we're listening
in.
To each other and talking in cans.
With the strings attached?
Yeah.
I didn't even hit record yet.
We're just warming up.
Yeah.
You guys ready to start?
This is the
this
pregame.
Yeah.
This is just like having fake fruit out on the table. All these cables.
Yeah, makes people think that we know what we're doing.
One time my friend's dad had like a really good blender he got. He was proud of it.
Yeah, dude.
And he made it, my friend's brother, a smoothie. And his mom came down. She's like, what happened to that apple on the table? He's like, oh, we made a smoothie with it. She's like, that was fake. And they were like, the smoothie was pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Just had shredded plastic.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's such a dad thing. Like,
dude, being proud of a new...
Oh, we're about to get some fucking smoothie.
Dude, like, or here. The new camera, like, fucking filming everything. Like, hey, look at daddy. Look at daddy. Look at daddy. Dad, I'm shitting. Dad. Look at that. Oh, you're going to laugh when I put this
dad
up one
loves
day.
Their new products.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm. That said, well, we got to talk for like 3 more minutes until Colin gets back before we close this bad boy down.
Colin has to be present for us to disengage.
Yeah. Let's talk shit about Colin. Or any.
He's such a jerk.
He is. Oh, shit. He's back.
Oh, he's.
I don't, what? Lizzie wants us to apologize.
Wait. Got a little excited about serial killers, so I talked a lot, and I'm sorry. Talked a lot in the background. Oopsies.
No, supporting serial killers? Yeah. Oopsies.
Lizzie, you're always allowed to talk
on
someone, the mic.
What if someone got me too'd and that was their apology? Just oopsies.
Oh my God. Lizzie, you're always welcome to talk on the podcast. You're, this is your podcast too.
I'm really excited about
that.
Well, and serial killers, she does. Lizzie gets very excited when it comes to serial killers.
If we can get Colin to apologize after every episode, then we're in good place.
What do I need to apologize for? Being fucking dope? Never.
Yeah, don't apologize for being fucking dope, dude.
Never apologize for that shit.
Never apologize for being fucking dope.
Oh, that's going to be a t-shirt.
If anything, I'm going to say I'm not sorry.
And that would be a good shirt.
Oh. Well, Rebecca, any closing thoughts?
Nah.
We're so happy you came on. This was a lot of fun. We're proud of you. I speak for everyone.
Give us a couple famous people you've met. We glazed over that earlier. You got to name a couple names.
Larry David is my favorite.
I can bleep him out.
Literally fell on Robert De Niro.
That's my dream.
What? Bobby?
It is. I mean, that.
What happened?
Was, so at
you
my school, they would be filming stuff all the time. And, like, we had this big spiral staircase that we used to, like, slide down.
Oh, my God.
And, I, like, slid down it. I was going to the lobby, but I didn't know they had, like, closed it off. But when I got to the bottom, I literally, like, went sideways and, like, fell over on some guy and immediately got picked up by both of my arms. And the guy turned around, and it was Robert De Niro dressed like a homeless dude.
Oh, my God.
And if you Google it, there's a movie. I can't remember what it was.
Were you starstruck?
Was he mad?
I mean, it was weird because I was like, why are you homeless?
He's like, you falling on me?
you bumping into me?
No, it was just super funny, but there was like security right there. And they literally set me to the side. I'm like, what are you? And like two other people
take down the girl.
Did it. Like, that's literally how
that's awesome.
Got around.
That's crazy.
That was a fun
what did he,
one.
Wait, did
I
he say anything?
I met Val Kilmer once because I knocked his camera out of his hand.
That's just nerd. And it's Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Val Kilmer.
He like somehow snuck up onto like the second floor of my workplace and I was running down. I mean, I always get in trouble on stairs.
Dude, that's fell it. Down a flight of stairs last Dang. Weekend. They are tricky.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, how are you feeling, by the way?
You fell down a flight
Dude,
of stairs?
I fell down the stairs in our building. It sucked.
How many flights?
I, on Saturday...
It's a long, steep flight.
Yeah, on Saturday, I took a nap. I went to sleep at like 6 p.m., all right? At 8:30, I wake up and I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a shower, get dressed, get ready. So I'm like, I'm walking out of the door. It's like 9:15. I'm like, going to Annoyance, have a couple beers, hang out. Fucking slipped, ate shit, fell down a flight of stairs. I was like,
did you roll the whole way?
No, I didn't roll. I fell like my feet shot up and I fucking went down. So I thought I broke my elbow. I hit the ground so hard. And then I just laid there for like a minute, like, oh my God. And then I went back upstairs and went back to bed. I was just like, fuck this.
Just called it quits.
Like, fuck all of this.
What are like your worst falls? Like, I know what mine was.
That's one of mine. I fucked my face up on a trampoline one time.
Is that what you look like?
Checks out.
So I got this mug. I felt like what felt like a million feet. I had no idea. I was a little kid. And I just... Whenever someone else hits, like, right before you and you just fly up in the air. And I hit my face on, like, the concrete. Like, the the metal edge.
Oh god!
But not the springs, like the bar around that holds the springs. It fucking
oh Jesus! Got
me. It hurt.
One time, I met a girl at a party who was from California, and she had a skateboard. And I was in like I was like 18, and I was like, this is a stoner surfer girl. This is awesome. And I was like, yeah, I know how to skateboard. And I ate. It was like a penny board. It was one of those really small ones. I was like, check this out. It was like a hill. I was like yelling. I was like, I couldn't stop.
Did you get like
and
the
then I ate shit. And I like slid a little. And my knee was fucked up. And she's like, oh no, you're fine. And then she poured alcohol on it to like clean it. And I'm like holding on to shit, like screaming. And then
was it actually like?
It was me trying to. It was like vodka, or like it might have been like whiskey or something. And then I was, yeah, it was just full on trying to impress her. And we at each other on Snapchat, and she unfollowed me years ago. So
fuck yeah, dude.
That was all for nothing.
Damn,
but that was my. I think that was my worst fall.
Especially with the emotional, like the backlash.
I mean, if I didn't fall, we probably would be. Married.
Probably, dude.
Matt,
probably
know
surf.
I was in Aikido class, and we were learning how to like roll with one arm out. You know, in case that ever happens where you like need to fall and roll out of something and you don't have one of your arms. So we would like have one arm like tucked in our belts. So I went and I just like straight up like did like I like went like you know and like straight up like landed on my collarbone and broke it.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, my dad's like, oh, you're fine. Just do one of these. So I'm doing this with a broken collar.
Just screaming.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I don't know. And, like, sure enough, we go to the hospital, and it's just, like straight up broken.
Yeah. Mine, everyone had, like, an active, like, you fell downstairs, and you...
Fell in front of a girl I was in love with.
Yeah, down a hill.
My... Those are two examples of like millions I have of me falling and busting my face,
doing something just like busting just, everywhere,
yeah, just eating shit. I fell down a lot as a kid.
Man,
see, like the trampoline thing, I was like really young, and I remember once when I was riding like a Razor scooter around, and I was still like I was a
classic.
Little kid. I was at this cabin with my family for some fucking thing, and. Rode it and like hit a rock, you know, where you just like they just
yeah.
stop on a dime, and it fucking launched me over, and I hit my face again on this like sandstone like well, like a water like a wishing well, you know,
yeah,
a little bucket and the fucking rope and shit. Like one of those like above ground just sandstone. I just fucking nailed it with my face.
Nice.
What if you fell in the well?
I don't know. I would probably still be there to this day.
Alive.
My worst.
Just living in a well.
My worst story is like not active. Like you guys.
Like you were just
stories.
Standing and like
so
passed out?
I was waiting for the bus at school like with a bunch of people around me. And it was cold and I had on this coat. So I like tucked my hands into my armpits and I crossed my feet. And then I like started to fall over, but I couldn't get my arms out of my hands out of my armpits. So I just fell over like a log in front of everybody.
Oh man.
It was awesome.
Jeez.
That's
what about you, Lizzie?
It was bananas.
I worked at a law firm and I never saw the lawyers because they like hit us, you know, in the basement. And one day I was leaving a bar at LSU and I fell face first and like just scratched up the whole side of my face. Pretty bad. But not a problem. I went back to work. Nobody ever sees us anyway. My lawyer called me up to his office because his secretary was gone. And so I've never seen this guy ever. And I had to walk up at like a nice law firm, Baton Rouge. And I had like just busted up lip. I had like a whole scratched up face and a scratched up shoulder. And I walked in and I was like, yes, sir. And he told me,
just like, oh, God.
He like, looked alarmed, but he was, you know, kind of told me what he needed. And then when I was like turning to leave, because I was trying to leave, he's like, I'm sorry, are you okay? No, oh, no, you know, no one hurt me. I fell. And he's like, okay. And
We've
then, like, I never saw him again.
Before.
He never called me up there again. And, you know, my face healed kind of, but. You know.
Where is that where you and Tim met?
That is.
That job? So he did
where
he know Tim?
Happened, yeah.
And he was just like, that animal is. Beating that poor girl.
First I busted my face. They thought someone beat me. Then Tim busted my face. Separate time. Then we burned our feet.
When did that
I
happen?
Feel like we needed some context for when Tim busted your face.
That's another fall. In that case, he like helped. He thought it'd be fun to jump on my back.
Oh.
He held my arms. He didn't realize it. So when I fell, I just like headbutted the ground. So I had
that
stitches.
Hurt, huh?
I had to fill in my eyebrow.
Why have to do that?
Lovely memories.
No excuse, girl.
She just tackled
me. Well, yeah. But then I had to have 6 stitches. But, you know.
You have a beautiful face, Lizzie.
Stitches tell stories, yeah. Or scars tell stories, yeah. But potato, tomato.
Same. Thank you.
Well, shit.
We've got some tumbles here.
Hey.
We have.
I think the lesson here for the dreamers is that...
get your hands
you
up.
You got to fall down. You got to learn.
Don't tell a girl you could skateboard if you can't.
Yeah, that too. Don't do that either. But also in life, you got to fall down.
You got to fall. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
That's not how you fall, so you get up.
You got to fall down in front of the girl that you love, and you got to fucking get up and try to.
Yeah, you got
to
jump up and.
You got to carry on.
You got to jump up fast enough you think she didn't notice you falling. Even though you screamed, stop me. I can't stop.
Or you. You get involved in martial arts so you never fall again, like I have.
Yeah, you just fly, baby.
I don't fall anymore.
We fly.
You getting back up, getting after it, getting back on the fucking horse.
Well, to all the dreamers out there, I hope you keep on falling and getting up.
I got to call my dad. Fall.
Skate or die.
Skate or die. Thanks, Rebecca.
Keep dreaming. Dream on.